Authoritarian Sociopathy, Toward a Renegade Psychological Experiment. Chapter 16. The Experiment Requires That You Contribute. If discovering the psychological cause of obedience to authority is the key to preventing the militarization of society, then research such as this is the key to avoiding the disastrous consequences of militarization. Further, if APA ethical guidelines prevent meaningful and influential research in this area, then we must be willing to fund research such as this privately and to trumpet the results publicly so as to influence the culture directly. This is not something that's going to be completed in a weekend. Ensuring that it is both ethical and scientifically rigorous is going to require a lot of work from a committed team, which I'm currently in the process of assembling. This publication represents the progress made on my original pitch to conduct a renegade psychological experiment on police brutality, but I will fully submit to any design or idea that might better advance the grand strategic mission of safeguarding society from corrupt authority. In my most ambitious fantasy, I'd like to follow the model demonstrated by Morgan Spurlock, who began with the documentary Supersize Me and leveraged its success into the similarly themed reality TV show 30 Days. If the experiment could produce a documentary that evolved into a series of a dozen or a hundred different experiments on authoritarian sociopathy, that could truly be a game changer in the way the public views authority. If done correctly, the right cluster of renegade psychological experiments with the right publicity could make people look authority in the face and see it for what it is. To those ends, we're conducting a crowdfunding campaign to finance this project. The campaign is subject to change as it evolves, but the current plan is broken into four broad production phases. Phase 1. The Campaign Trail. The book you are listening to represents one strategy of the campaign. This phase involves presenting the idea to a broader audience, soliciting feedback to improve the design, team building, and fundraising for Phase 2 of the project. During this phase, donations will be used to cover travel expenses as members of our team pitch the idea at various events. They may also pay for graphic design, printing, expert consulting, or other strategies we devise to market and fundraise for this project. But primarily, donations should be held in reserve to fund Phase 2. Phase 2, the dress rehearsal, $10,000. Before we conduct the full experiment, we have to produce the pre-recorded surveillance footage of the assault. This involves hiring a professional production company, scouting out and renting the right location, and hiring professional stunt actors to choreograph a realistic and repeatable performance. This choreography must be executed identically, blow by blow, as well as convincing in either costume. We also intend to film a dry run through the whole experiment with actors, which will give us an opportunity to troubleshoot the design for unexpected complications. This will also involve purchasing the props and costuming we will need. Video of the dry run can then be made into a trailer and used as a fundraising tool for Phase 3. Phase 3, conducting the experiment, $100,000. Conducting the full experiment will be both the most expensive and labor-intensive part of the project, but if all the prep work has been done properly by this point, we should be in our stride. It will require renting the same location and employing a full production crew for at least a month. To achieve statistically significant data with the design, the experiment must be conducted with at least 100 subjects. 150 subjects if we include the private security assailant variable. It will involve some modest compensation for all subjects, such as a $10 gift card. Once finished, we will make the raw data available online for public commentary, which will hopefully inspire sufficient interest to fundraise for Part 4. Phase 4, producing a documentary. Once all of the raw data is collected, it will be time for analysis. We will present our findings in as public and credible a venue as possible. This will again require hiring a professional production company and perhaps compensation for expert consultation and commentary. The end result could be anything from a well-produced YouTube video to a feature-length documentary complete with an extensive marketing budget. It will depend entirely on the available funds. Ideally, this documentary will be available for free online to make sure that it reaches as broad an audience as possible. Why Bitcoin? Bitcoin is an alternative currency that can be transferred electronically anywhere in the world with no bank and no government forms. It's cheaper than any other online payment system, and Bitcoin provides superior privacy protection, making it difficult to confiscate by governments or other thieves, but accessible from any Wi-Fi connection or mobile device. We have decided to do the fundraising for this project using a designated Bitcoin wallet that we have created exclusively for this project. This will allow contributors to view the balance and transaction history of the project by viewing the blockchain, which is Bitcoin's public ledger. We recognize that the nature of our mission puts us in opposition to existing power structures, including government agencies and the legacy banking system. Bitcoin allows us to manage our finances without depending on traditional institutions. Using the dollar would implicitly contradict our own mission because it would afford the legitimacy of the power we aim to undermine. Bitcoin also grants added privacy to people afraid to donate to controversial causes. Bitcoin has seen a dramatic increase in value since its launch in 2009. Our strategy for fundraising is to hold donations in Bitcoin and spend it only on project-related expenses. That way, our fundraising efforts benefit from any potential appreciation in the price of Bitcoin. Even if we don't meet our fundraising goal immediately, any Bitcoin raised will stay in the publicly auditable wallet until it's worth enough to fund the project. While we acknowledge this is an innovative strategy, we're asking our donors to trust us to make those financial decisions. If conducting this particular experiment becomes impossible, or another group decides to conduct this experiment independently, these donations will go toward other potential future studies on authoritarian sociopathy. There are also plenty of ways to support this project without donating. As stated from the beginning, this publication is open source material, and this project is a work in progress. Everyone should feel free to copy and distribute it as they see fit. Any company or group should feel free to conduct the experiment or an experiment based on it if they wish. And any listener should feel free to contact me with questions, concerns, suggestions, or any other feedback that might help me improve the project. This is an idea whose time has come, and I won't pretend to own it.